From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, June 4th, 2025. Searchers at Baxter State Park located the body of missing hiker Esther Keterling Wednesday after a three-day search on Mount Katahdin. Caitlin Badion has more.
Search teams found 28-year-old Esther Keterling's body in a wooded area off the Katahdin Tablelands in an area between two trails. The news comes after a Maine Warden Service K-9 team found the body of her father, Tim Keterling, 58, near the summit of Katahdin on Tuesday. Baxter State Park Director Kevin Adam did not say how far apart the two were found or what may have caused their deaths. He said more details will be provided after searchers return to the base area. The father and daughter from Ulster Park, New York, were last seen Sunday morning near the summit of Katahdin. The pair had departed from A-Ball Campground. Park rangers began searching Monday after finding their car still in the day-use parking lot. They were assisted by the Maine Warden Service, Maine Forest Service, and Maine Army National Guard using helicopters and K-9 teams. Katahdin has an elevation of about 4,000 feet, and the Baxter State Park website states that hiking any trail to the summit will be a very strenuous climb, with an average round-trip hike taking between 8 and 12 hours. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Badion.
Governor Janet Mills has signed into law a bill creating an annual observance of the January 6th attacks on the U.S. Capitol in 2021. Steve Missler has more.
The new law requires Mills and future governors to issue a proclamation on the anniversary of the riots that honors the resiliency of democracy and encourages libraries and educational institutions to hold discussions about the event, civic engagement, and the rule of law. The bill comes as President Donald Trump has attempted to rewrite the history of the riots, which were stoked by his unfounded claim that the 2020 presidential election was stolen from him. The president has pardoned nearly all 1,600 of those charged or convicted of crimes during the riots, including people who assaulted police officers and right-wing militants convicted of seditious conspiracy. He has described the rioters as patriots and political prisoners and has floated creating a taxpayer-funded compensation fund. The bill commemorating the attacks cleared the Democratic-controlled legislature along party lines, and after a heated debate in the Maine House, several states have passed similar measures. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Another new state law allows coastal property owners to raise existing seawalls up to 2 feet to handle rising sea levels. But projects will be subject to heavy regulations intended to protect sand dune systems on Maine's southern coast. Peter McGuire has more.
To raise a wall, applicants will first need to get consent from neighbors, build new sand dunes or plant a vegetative buffer, and elevate homes and buildings, among other requirements. Even with those limits, Francesca Gundrum from Maine Audubon says property owners should consider natural, less intrusive forms of shoreline protection.
We want to help incentivize and promote nature-based solutions versus solutions that are, you know, hardening of the coast, which we think we need to start getting away from.
The law follows winter storms in 2024 that heavily damaged the Maine coast. It only allows a one-time height increase. New seawall construction in coastal dune systems is banned in Maine. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Northern Light Health says contract negotiations with Anthem have stalled over reimbursement rates. Northern Light says that annual reimbursements from Anthem have increased less than 1.5% a year, while average inflation for health services is more than 7% a year. System officials say Anthem's unwillingness to keep pace with the costs of providing care directly contribute to the risks facing rural health care. A spokesperson for Anthem says Northern Light's payment rates are in line with other health systems in Maine, but it's trying to raise rates by 30% over the next 3 years. The current contract expires at the end of September, but Anthem says it will be extended through the end of the year if the two organizations are still negotiating. Congressional Democrats and Republicans are urging Education Secretary Linda McMahon to preserve funding for TRIO programs, which provide mentorship for first-generation low-income students and those with disabilities. In Maine, they serve more than 7,500 students. And as Maddie Smith reports, there's a concern that the loss of programming will cause some to drop out.
TRIO funding is used to support mentorship programs that steer students into higher education beginning in middle school. At Southern Maine Community College, funding allows staff to be a consistent resource for them through graduation. Catherine Luwaldi, SMCC's Director of TRIO Student Support Services, says some people might doubt the importance of a program like this now that community college in Maine is free.
But then why don't we have more people who graduate? And you can't just say, well, it's because the students aren't smart or not motivated. For many students, because they walk here and they just don't know what to do. They don't even know how to orient themselves.
Luwaldi says SMCC gets close to $600,000 a year in TRIO funding for six staff members to mentor 240 students. Without the support, she fears student graduation rates could drop. And she hopes that Senator Susan Collins, who has consistently supported TRIO programs, will help reverse the decision to cut the program's funding. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Irwin Gratz at 5 a.m. for Morning Edition. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.